Good evening. This is the Listening Room DC with Priest Ilica. Let's go ahead. We thankful and thoughtful we made it to Friday. Do something nice for ourselves, man. For ourselves. Check it out.
how the best things go bad. It's oh so sad, and I know you've seen it too. There are so few who make it through to where the sky's shining blue. The way it goes, I need someone who will believe what I believe. There will come a better day. If we work and we pray together, oh, how sweet it can be.
restroom kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Do you suffer from stiff joints? Is back pain preventing you from experiencing life? Does muscle ache make getting in and out of bed difficult? Well, we have the cure. The Cure CBD-infused shea butter, bath salts, and massage oils deliver anti-inflammatory cannabidiol to the body's endocannabinoid system, activating the body's natural healing power. So go to www.thecure420cbd.com and get the cure for aches and pain.
Yeah, this is the listening room, D.C. I'm Priest Alica. I don't know. I'm doing something tonight. 804, you in the door. Say what you're going to say. Give us some more. 804. Peace, Simon.
All right. Yes, sir.
You didn't like my rhyme, bro?
I did like the rhyme. It was right on time, man. Allow the sun to shine in, even though it's dawn and the sun going down.
Oh, Lord.
I can't do nothing but put a bigger smile on my face.
I don't want to be frowning while your sun's going down. Anyway, bro.
No, it ain't going to help.
All right, yeah, this is Corey on the other end of the phone. Corey is the maker of the Amaglow solar light bulb. He's been traveling around the world. He's trying to get back around to me. I don't know. What's going on, Corey?
I'm just grateful that the Heavenly Father continues to put breath in my lungs where I can have his reverence on my tongue and show and express my gratitude for just being alive. Being able to do something that can be a benefit not just to myself but to others. Love the fact that the Creator has given us the ability to have a mind and be reasonable and not seasonable. But we can do this every day. You know, it's more our daily bread comes about when we think about how we can help others where they are with or without. But if you really study what he tells us, that he wants us to be more concerned about those that don't have. What are you doing for the least of mine is what should be on your mind. So that Amaglow bulb you're talking about, I thought about how all the houses that we went in when we was doing all of these energy audits, how everybody got to pay for electricity. I mean, electricity ain't free. If you want your lights on, you're going to have to pay that electric bill. And I thought to myself, I knew I've had times where they threatened to cut my lights off. Have they actually been cut off? I can't stand in for you and tell you that they done cut my lights off and I didn't have the ability to turn them back on. But I thought to myself, what about the people who lights get cut off and they can't turn them back on? What kind of circumstance do they have to deal with? So when I was given the opportunity to travel, as you said earlier when you were talking about I travel a little bit, well, I always like kung fu movies and karate pictures. You know, like, you know, Sheba, Sonny Sheba, and Bruce Lee, even Jackie Chan when he was doing his funny movies, Drunken Champ and stuff. Ever since I was a child, I've always loved Chinese culture. So when I got a chance to travel and go to what they call the LED capital of the world, which is Ningbo, China, which is directly across from the port of Shanghai. I was able to go to the capital of LEDs, and when I got there, they took me to a lot of the factories that were making products for LEDs. And one of the things that they did was, of course, they asked me, they're like, what are some of the stuff that you need, or what are some of the stuff that you think you can sell? And the thing I told them that's needed is a solar light that don't need any power whatsoever, just a light that can shine and don't need to be able to find additional costs on your energy bill. And it took some time because I went over and I think it was 2016 and it did, well, no, it was 2014 or 15 when I went. But it wasn't until I actually moved to D.C. in 2019 that the solar light was actually beyond concept and actually made and developed. And I remember when they sent me the first couple of prototypes, I was so excited and so honored to be part of that project. And shortly thereafter, we were able to purchase our first few orders of lights, got a few thousand of them, where we were able to put the product out there at NJIT and in D.C. And to this date, we're still trying to figure out and contemplate how we can take these lights and help the masses. We still, even though it's been years later, COVID and different ones being in office not wanting to change the old policies to enable energy efficient lights to be able to take the real surge that they were supposed to take, because they created a clean energy bill when Bush was in office that made it where incandescent light bulbs were supposed to be outlawed right at the time when Trump took office. And when Trump took office, he did not take a liking to LED lights because he said that those lights made him look orange. So therefore, the laws that was on the books that would eliminate incandescent bulb, the regular 100-watt bulb that actually uses 100 watts of energy. We have a 100-watt bulb, but our 100-watt bulb only uses 15 watts. So that means, based off of old lights, I could replace 6 lights in your home and only utilize 90 watts of energy, where one old 100-watt incandescent bulb would use 100 watts. So the new technology is over 6 times more efficient than the old technology. But regardless of efficiency, regardless of the fact that these technologies and innovations could help with our energy independence, that still didn't stop them from delaying the actual launch of LEDs in a manner that would allow for everybody to be able to see. So today, there are things in place where they have different systems and different rebate programs that the utility companies offer, where they give out lights and they do energy measures in your home, but it has not been rolled out in the capacity where it could have been. And the light that we've made for the A19 light sources, which is just a regular screw-in light that you have, when we put that together and when we were giving people the opportunity to be able to utilize having lights in their house without having to be attached to the utility company, I think we really did something that could help people. And I'm looking forward to being able to really spread this amongst the masses, because that's something that is needed, not just now, but for many, many years to come. Like, we have gotten accustomed to having lights in our home, but now we just got to be able to have lights in our home where we don't have to pay as much for the utility costs. And when blackouts come, which is definitely something that happens a lot more frequently nowadays with all of these natural disasters, we have to be able to have innovation, like where even if your power go off, your light shouldn't go off. You still there with me, bro?
Now, I was in there listening to the whole cool section you was giving us, because we done got to the part where the light bulbs are ready and available. You know what I'm saying? And maybe, just maybe, people want to get on and cop one or two. So if you could give them a website they could go to, we can do that.
Well, they could just get directly to us. Like, on the website, we have imagoldgreen.com. This tells you about our whole journey, because the light bulbs is just one aspect of what we do, based off of the fact that we were doing energy rebate and assessment program. But I'm a Glow Green, which is extension of I'm a Go Green. I'm a Glow Green is where we focus on just the LEDs alone. So if you wanted to support our mission of getting LED lights to people all around the world, then you can purchase the lights at I'm a Glow, spelled I-M-A-G-L-O-G-R-E-E-N. I'm a Glow Green. And if you want to know more about our mission, then you can go to I'm a Glow Green, which is I-M-A-G-O Green. And we got services that we want to bring to you. We have inspirational spiritual healing messages that we can bring to you. We have an ideology that we want to see everybody do better. And we own that domain as well. Everybody Do Better is a site that will be finalized by the end of the spring, and by the end of the week, hallelujah, because it's been a long time coming for me to be able to say these words to you, but March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, it's also my grandmother's 90th birthday. We will be launching WhenWorkingCash.com. And WhenWorkingCash is going to become the outlet where not only the light bulbs will sell, but the volumes of CDs that we've done over the years, whether those were music CDs or training CDs or biblical CDs or any of the digital works that we've performed are now being placed on When Working Cash. That way we can create a new methodology of buying, because we need to buy in to win. Because a lot of times you may buy in, but you is being bamboozled to be used. They ain't got no objective or concern for you to win. So I thought in our society, if we look at it by the numbers, 1% win. Well, what I wanted to do is bring to the masses a thought process where at least 12% win. Now, 1% is going to win big, because that is how it goes. But at least an additional 11% should be able to get something more out of life than what they get. If nothing else, the additional 11% should not be bamboozled and be able to at least get a return on their investment, instead of only the 1% getting a return on their investment. So we are setting up a system with the option for people to be able to win some. So every time 1,000 orders go up, when it go down, at least 120 people will win and see a grin hit their face, because some dollars going to be in a place.
Well, bro, that sounds so interesting that we're going to have to wait till you launch that thing so we can get in line and try to win, work, and what?
Win, work, and cash. And the reason I call it win, cash. Work, and cash.
Okay.
Win, work, and cash.
Okay.
Yes, sir, because you know, some people might only deal with Cash App, so we'll deal with them. We'll deal with the Venmo. And in some cases, even though we said cash, we might have to give you a check. But the one thing that you can make sure that you can check and verify is our checks don't do no bounce. We like a ball with a knife in it.
That's what's up. Stay grounded,
yeah,
right?
So that's
right.
It.
Well,
because, like, in this world, they only let 1% of people win. And like I said, if 12% can win, that would change society significantly.
At least for the ones in that 12%, right?
Well, we have to be part of that.
That's what I know. That's what I know. Give
and
me
the coolest thing about this is a platform that I've taken 5 years to put together. I haven't gone to any other sources. The programming and everything that was necessary, we've invested the time and energy to do and pursue. So this would be something that we will be able to bring to you. And then once we get all of the kinks out of it during the beta process, we're going to allow others to be able to put their goods and services up where they can benefit from the system as well, just like eBay has done or Amazon has done, creating a platform not just for them to sell their goods, but to give other entrepreneurs and creators the opportunity to sell their goods as well.
So you know, every time I talk to you, Corey, my phone goes mute. Listening too hard. You know what I'm saying? I be listening too hard. So
I don't know why they do that. They be playing games.
Okay. Well, we're gonna bust through it, and we're gonna do the best we can do. So I have to talk to you in a little bit later. Thank you for showing up and introducing us to some of your projects and your websites, and we're gonna see how that works out. And by March the 17th, you say, right?
March the 17th. We only got one week and a couple of days. Like I said, I'm excited about it. You know, at least even if you go on it right now, it's working. But the ordering process, we haven't finished doing the beta and stuff. But as far as being able to see the cosmetic look of the site and things of that nature, that's already working right now today. So by the 17th, we'll have all of the different products and things on there so we can get started and give people an opportunity to win working cash.
All right, bro. Well, I'm going to let you go at that point, and I thank you for coming on and shining up the place. You know what I'm saying? And you stick around. I'll talk to you a little bit, all right?
Thank you, brother.
I'd like to dedicate this song to all the liars wherever you are. Hoping one day that you might want to confess or to the truth. Check it out. If I was true, I'd burn in your eyes. Believe in me, girl, I'd light your fire. From
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Do you suffer from stiff joints? Is back pain preventing you from experiencing life? Does muscle ache make getting in and out of bed difficult? Well, we have the cure. The Cure CBD-infused shea butter, bath salts, and massage oils deliver anti-inflammatory cannabidiol to the body's endocannabinoid system, activating the body's natural healing power. So go to www.thecure420cbd.com and get the cure for aches and pain.
Yeah, it's the listening room, D.C. I'm Priest Alica. I had to get some energy up. I put that music on. What we got here? Peace, Simon.
Yeah, peace. How are you?
I'm doing better now. You want to come get some children for a few minutes?
Well,
already
for
made.
A few minutes?
Well, you know how that goes.
Probably for quite a few minutes, but you know it's all right. I understand everybody need a little break sometime, right?
Yeah, I need one right now, man. Cause these cats, like I said, they start turning into teenagers and stuff, man. So they all teenagers coming in at the same. I get 3 teenagers at one time, and
oh,
it's
boy.
A challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
real challenge. Yeah, and then, you know, it is what it is, but I ain't mad at nobody. What you got going on, bro?
You testing your patients?
I ain't got no more of them. Can I buy some?
You mean you ain't got no more? You a priest. The priest supposed to have a lot of patients.
For everybody else. Your children? You ain't got no patience for them cats. Cause guess
oh, no,
what?
That's
you
how
be stuck with them. No, you got to be stuck with them for the rest of your life, bro. The people you ain't gonna be stuck with the rest of your life.
That's why you gotta have all that patience, right?
No, that's why you gotta run out of patience so you can tell them to get my face. Like I told
oh,
one of them, don't come back until you got some grandchildren. Till you got some grandchildren.
Oh wow, that's
said,
a long time.
He said that didn't make no sense, Pops. I was like, well, you know, some people I don't need to be miserable with. You know what I'm saying? You go ahead on your learning curve, and I'll see you in 20, 30 years, man. It'll work out.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, I mean, I figure by now, you know what I'm saying, you're a veteran parent. I'm quite sure you done been through, you know, you done been through all the terrible 2s, the terrible 5s, the teenage years, and
man,
everything else.
All
everything
of
else, right?
Everything up to 42, man. It is serious, bro. Up to 42.
Up to 42. There you go. So, you know what I'm saying? You got a whole lot of experience. I mean, you done been through this before a few times.
Yes. But see, the world is not the same as we all know. Okay?
This is true.
It wasn't like 10 years ago was one way, 20 years ago was one way. 30 years, you know, it was a whole different thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now when, let me say 30 years ago. If I said duck, all my children would hit the ground. Just because I said
okay.
Duck. Okay. And it wasn't duck, duck, goose. It wasn't none of that. It was duck. And everybody hit the ground. Now,
okay.
When I said to this set of children, if I say duck, they're going to say where?
Where, why, when,
what
and everything
type?
Else, right?
What type? And I'm going like, nah, no, it's okay. It's okay, man. I'm mad at nobody, man. I'm enjoying it for real. But I'm above
okay.
ground doing it. I'm above ground doing
okay.
it. So, well, I could be golfing with my friends, right?
Yeah, I do suppose.
I ain't going with them, man. Because it sounds like every time they go to the golf course, one of them getting divorced.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
well,
I am. I got divorced without the golf course, so, you know.
Well, you know, maybe they should have listened to their wives and stayed home that day.
Well, that's my summation right there. But who knows, bro? I'm not a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. So what's going on tomorrow night?
Well, we're going to see if we can take a little bit easy tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We did our first edition of the Go and Know just this past on our last week's show. So I got a whole other bag of joints. So I'm definitely going to need you in the building to help us out with that. We need all the listeners. Y'all want to come through and help be judge the next hit record or the next potential hit record. Let us know what you think about some of these songs. I may have a special guest judge in the building tomorrow. We have to see if you know what his availability is going to be. The world famous DJ D Docs. All right, hopefully he'll be able to sit in with us for a while. One of my fellow DJs on Blazing 420 WPAM. All right, you can catch the Dirty Basement Radio Show in syndication there Monday through Friday at 10 a.m.
Okay, that sounds real.
So you know we're definitely going to need you in the building, Priest, with your expertise. You know, with this music and with this engineering and everything else, and you know, to give your assessment on you know, some of these songs. Now, you know, I had always thought that, you know, DC was a, you know, hotbed of music. So if any of the artists that are out there in the DC area, you know, within the sound of my voice and the sound of Priest's voice, you know, we definitely love to have your music. All genres are welcome, but we do prefer vocal versions of songs, all right, as opposed to instrumentals. We definitely, but you know, if it's something that's really, you know, got a vibe to it, we'll definitely give it a spin and see what's what. But yeah, you know, just hit up Priest and he'll definitely get it over to me, and let's see what's up, man. I'm looking for some artists to work with, you know, on a few different levels. All right, looking for some new music to work with on a couple of different levels. So definitely hit me up and let's make it do what it's supposed to do.
I have no idea what you got, but this is the part I'm adding on to. Please, artists, be able to speak above the third grade level. Please. I need to understand what they're saying, bro. I really do. You know what I'm saying? It's like they got me saying, you know what I'm saying, every sentence. You know what I'm saying? I'm going, you know damn well you understand what I'm saying. So why would I have to reiterate and be like, you know what I'm saying, man? Yeah, and then when you get into a good conversation with a person, a good conversation with them, they got this statement, they say no more, or say less. I'm going, why the fuck would I want to say less? Okay, you got the whole concept,
I understand what you're doing, Priest, but, you know, you can't take it that literally. That's just, you know, slang talk and, you know, styles of speech. People like to, you know, say certain kind of things. If you look back in it, I'm sure that you'll, you know, find some of those vocal stylings from earlier years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we did. But when somebody's talking to you and it took them all day to think about it and they talking to you, expounding on it, you can't say less. And then you corrupting their whole thought process, according to the old person. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. All right, well,
if you don't want to hear what I'm saying, just say, yo, bro, I don't even want to hear what you're saying. And then I respect that, okay? It took me all day to have that thought process. And I don't got 2 minutes in, and you talking about something, say less. Please. I'm good, bro.
Okay,
what you saying, bro? What you saying?
Ain't much, you know, but like I said, you know, people have these different kind of vocal stylings depending on the era that you're in. You know, people use different, you know, to punctuate or to give color to their speech. So that's
or
probably
lack
what...
thereof.
What
okay.
Hopefully, it's some illustration, you know what I mean? Help us clarify.
Yes, I'm going to make sure I give those people to you, okay, because you got patience. Now, if they want to sell me some patience, I'd be glad to listen to all of it. Huh?
I mean, I don't, I don't know about all of that now. You want to send them all over to me. I don't know if I got as patience as, you know, you might think, but, you know. On another note, man.
Okay.
You know, what's the, you know what I'm saying, what's the, you know, what's the going rate? Now, I know D.C. is a legal area, right? That's a legal area. I'm quite sure y'all got dispensaries now all over the place. You know, what we used to call the weed spot.
We
used to call it the weed.
Here's a trick.
Used to call it the weed spot.
There's a trick with it.
A dispensary, right? So,
okay.
What's the now? I know that you got a green thumb and all of that. I know you got a green thumb, but you know, what's the if you know what's the general going rate of greenery in that part of the country?
Okay, now here's the funny part. Oh, I'm gonna say 75% of the dispensaries are being shut down in D.C. right now while we're talking.
Okay.
Because you have to, being that you are a dispensary in D.C., you have to buy all of your products from D.C. You can't travel from a different state to bring those products over. You have to have an invoice from a D.C. spot that you bought it from, and here's the kick. Nobody likes the D.C. spot as far as those grows. You know what I'm saying? So nobody
likes the D.C. product?
I mean, people go there that don't know no better, that they can't grow six plants in their house. You know what I'm saying? Because those of us that can grow six plants in their house, we know a few people that grow six plants in their house. So we partake of the six plants in the house. Okay?
Right.
That's what we do. So now,
gotcha.
We don't have no rates because it's illegal to sell it. You catch me?
It's illegal for who to sell it?
The people that don't have a license, is illegal for you to sell it.
Okay, right.
Now, say 10 of your friends come over to your house. Y'all all roll up a joint. There's nothing illegal about that. Okay?
Right.
Now, your light bill might be due in a couple of days, and those 10 people might contribute to your light bill. You understand? All right, that's how we do it now.
Right, they made a donation.
No, ain't using that word, bro. We ain't doing a donation. We ain't doing none of that.
No.
My friends, we go in the joint, burn it, and just so happens that legally you can have 2 ounces in D.C. without nobody troubling you.
Okay.
So if you got 10 friends, all of your bills could get paid without any donations, without any of that. Okay? And then everybody still have their 2 ounces. The best part about it is every day.
Now, all right, now, let me ask you this. Since, once again, you got that green thumb thing going on. Say you got your six plants, right? You got your six plants, and you do everything relatively right, you know. What's the average, you know what I'm saying, what's the average yield? Like, what would you get out of those six plants? Would you get, like, your 2 ounces, or would you get more than 2 ounces, or what would you get, you think?
Easy.
Huh?
That's easy, too. That's easy. See, the plants can grow, like, if you know what you're doing, you might get, you know, 4 ounces out of that plant, maybe, okay?
Mm.
And you can only have 3 flowering and 3 not flowering, so you're only going to yield from 3 plants, okay?
Oh, that's how they say you can only have 3. You can only have 3 of them budding up at a time.
Right. So now, say your yield comes up every 4 months or whatever, then you might have a pound of weed in 4 months. Your own stash.
Right.
Okay. And then you think about it, like every cycle, people's cycles come up different. So everybody got, you know, a pound of weed. If you got 10 people with a pound of weed, that's 10 pounds of weed yield. Okay?
Yeah.
And you know we can't smoke all that, brother, so we have to share. And be nice
right.
to one another. You know what I'm saying? Help each other pay
right.
light bills and stuff. Okay.
Right. But now...
I'm just saying.
But now, okay, but I got a question, though. If you can only legally have 2 ounces and you're getting 4 or maybe half a pound off of, you know, off of your 6 plants, isn't that a problem?
No, because you're giving it away to your friends. Remember, you're rolling up a joint. Hey, Mike, hey, Joe. Okay, yeah, man, here, you want to leave? Here you go, man, and keep moving. Okay, it just so happens when they come up and burn it with you, they see your disconnect notice on your table and say, bro, that's a disconnect notice? Here, man, hold this right here. Make sure you pay that
right.
bill. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's never too much. It's just, it's too much for one person to burn. I guess that's
right.
the question. Okay.
okay.
But you got to share. And you got to remember
share.
Back in my time, we all used to burn like Acapulco Gold. And, you know, it's just really legit now. It's really legit. But we operate
yeah.
in fear.
All right, but now let's go back
okay.
to those, let's go back to those dispensaries right quick, because you know you had said something earlier, and I think that we've seen a little bit of it here in New York, but I think you know DC maybe is coming this way, because you said that they're closing down a lot of the dispensaries right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Now that's because they really don't have a license to operate, right?
No, they may have a license to operate, but now their products is not coming from the grows in D.C. They might got 4 or 5 legal grow spots. And you have to buy your products for those people. They call it monopoly
okay.
when we was growing up.
Okay, and those people work for the state, I guess. So it's like you got to buy your weed from the state.
Yeah.
Got you.
And we can't do that. Because that weed is nasty.
Yeah.
yeah. okay. A friend of mine. Yeah, it is nasty. A friend of mine, they had their grow. So they brought me a couple jars of the herb. They said, let it dry.
Okay.
Let it dry. So during the drying process, I'm burning it with certain people. And he's going, man, I don't like that, man. It's not strong enough. I said, okay, no problem, man. Just get it and put it in the jar and hold it. Let it dry. Keep taking the top off every day. Let it dry. So then
right.
I guess about 4 or 5 days later, a guy called me and said, yo, Priest, this shit gets you high, man. I was like, what? The same one we grew, man. I said, the one you didn't like the other day? Yeah, man. And she got me high, man. My wife in here quiet, man. She talking to me, man. I'm like, okay, I guess that's okay, right? Yeah, man. I just wanted to let you know, man, we got to keep growing all year. So, you know, we try because you can keep your wife shutting up. It's a good thing, according to him. You know what I'm saying? So it's potent. But it's a grow your own.
Nope.
We call it. I can't call it homegrown no more. Brother told me the other day. He said, you guys call this personal grown. What do you call it? Your collection. It was personal
now,
grown. You can't call it homegrown.
Well, we might want to, I'm telling you, we'll tell your man, or whoever grew that last strain, they might be on to something. All right? They might want to cultivate
something.
Now they might want to cultivate that strain. Hear me out. They might want to cultivate that strain and give it a proper name and put it on the market as a.
You can't
we got to think of a. All right, we got to think of a.
You can't put it on the market.
I don't mean officially, but
we can let the world know that already, bro. I'm burning orange
fritters
right now.
See, but I don't know if you understand where I'm going with it, because you indicated that particular strain is a wife pacifier.
Oh, no, we ain't doing it like that, bro. Some people have to deal with that bullshit your wife is. Yeah, because we probably don't even like you anyway, so your wife been telling you the truth, and you ain't listening. That's all. So you ain't getting none of this. You know what I'm saying? And you came back.
Please.
That's the best part.
Nah, please, you be missing out on some great opportunities. You should let me take care of the marketing and the direction of the product,
okay.
and you just worry about growing.
Oh, we got
you
that
just problem.
You can come to the jars anytime you're ready. Oh, we got the names and stuff, man. We put it in the jar, man. You're going to get all of it. We not mad at you. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but we ain't running across, we ain't doing no state lines and all that type of stuff.
Now, what's the go down there? You know, if somebody wants to go and they want to get like an ounce of weed, you know what I'm saying, what's like the going rate?
They'll do $150 of the light bill, you know what I'm saying, or the water bill or whatever we got to pay, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
About two of them, you'll be all right. Huh?
I said, that's how they do it down there in D.C. All right, I got you, Priest. Just trying to get a little.
That's how we do it. We can't afford it. Man, listen, the same thing that they got at dispensaries, they trying to sell us for $350, $390 for an ounce.
Wow.
That's a dispensary price. That's a dispensary price. $90 for a seven. Okay?
Wow.
And they're going to
get
you for $150 for half. You know what I'm saying? Easy.
Well, I don't understand. If you got that many, dispensaries in the neighborhood, how are the prices so high?
Because they got to pay their overhead, bro.
Hmm.
They got to get a government day 20% or whatever price. You know what I'm saying? So they got to put 20% on all the price. Oh man, it's straight monopoly, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I see. Well,
yeah. So.
Okay.
That's why I've been quiet. I don't put no pictures on Instagram or none of that no more.
Unfortunately, I think that weather might be coming this way. I think we might be getting ready to experience that here in New York City because there's a lot of unlicensed dispensaries here all over the place. Now, I live in Queens, all right, which is, not as... how can I say? Queens is a bit more laid back than, some of the other boroughs. But, we have a fair amount here. But I was in, I took a trip over to Brooklyn about a week or two ago to hang out with one of my folks. And Brooklyn, they got, two and three and four damn near on every block, one on every corner, this, that, and the other thing. So, so the prices that some of these places, they're literally almost giving the weed away. Prices start. Like I saw a menu, and prices actually, you're not gonna believe when I say this, but prices start at $8 for a 3.5. $8
Okay.
All right.
Now when
I was in this place, they had a wide variety. And the ones that I saw on display, they had some on display, started at $10. And it was for a 3.5. I mean, and I was stunned because once again, I live in Queens. And the Queens prices is different. the Queens prices are different. That same 3.5 in Brooklyn for $10 will cost you at least $40 in Queens.
Right. I got you.
So it's kind of crazy, but unfortunately, we got to get ready to get on out of here, so I'm going to let you close it on out.
Oh, man, I was enjoying the whole conversation. I'm like, we should talk about that one of these days because, I'm gonna take a picture and send it to you in a few seconds, bro, but that ain't going to be on here. All right.
Okay.
And we're going to get up out of here. All right, this is what it is. That's me and DJ Sincere having a conversation. You can find DJ Sincere tomorrow night on the original Dirty Basement. That's from 5 to 7. Same platform. And then maybe, if you call him, he might want to have a session with you. But don't tell him about no $5, $3.5 or none of that stuff, man. Dang, man. I got to come up there for a minute.
You might have to make it too. All right, brother.
But that's still coming across state lines. See, I had to avoid all that. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't legal like that down the Jersey Turnpike no more. A whole bunch of routes we can't even take. So we'll talk about that at a different time.
All right, sir.
All right, peace, fam. We out of here. Yeah, y'all stay tuned to the platform. We out of here.
I've been dreaming. wanna do it to me. Baby, don't you wanna squeeze?